In its 2014 budget proposal, DOD is bringing back the topic of shedding excess infrastructure. The request asks for permission to conduct a BRAC round in 2015. And unlike last year, DOD proposed money in its budget to pay for the upfront costs of the consolidation process. The Pentagon argues the military services are already paying to maintain more facilities and infrastructure than they need, and that gap will only widen as military end strength draws down over the next several years. John Conger, the acting Deputy Secretary of Defense for Installations and Environment, told the Senate Armed Services Committee that BRAC is the only reasonable way to solve that problem.
As we cut down infrastructure, it would be irresponsible of us not to try and propose ways to cut the tail as we cut the tooth. We have to look for a way to find this money. I respect the drama that goes on in communities as they prepare for BRAC. It is a difficult process, but it is a fair process. And one of the dynamics that led to BRAC in the first place was that when base closures were proposed, there was politics. It depended on who the chairman was, based on what got closed and what didn't get closed. And this was a way to take politics out of the process and put it into you can't edit this list type of dynamic. So you didn't have the base closures dependent on who was the most senior person at the table.
But over the last several weeks of annual budget hearings, DOD's been met with almost universal hostility on Capitol Hill on the topic of another BRAC. Closing military bases has never been politically popular, but most members aren't pointing to political difficulty this year. They're pointing to DOD's track record with the last BRAC round in 2005. The Government Accountability Office found DOD's upfront costs to conduct the realignment were 67% higher than the department originally projected. Senator Kelly Ayotte is a Republican from New Hampshire.
Given the budget environment we're in, we simply can't afford this type of endeavor right now or this kinds of cost growth. Now, I've heard from the department certainly assurances that the new round will be better than the last round, and however, I'm not sure how I understand the department can make those assurances, given that this is designed to act as an independent entity free from the influence of the department. And so it's not clear to me how we can be confident that there are really any real cost savings to be gained from another BRAC round. And so that is among the reasons that I certainly oppose a BRAC round.
The sentiment is bipartisan. Democrat Jean Shaheen, also from New Hampshire, is the chairwoman of the Armed Services Subcommittee on Readiness and Management Support.
In this time of fiscal uncertainty, we clearly can't afford another round like the last one. The GAO has made a number of recommendations for improving future BRAC rounds, including improving the process for accurately identifying, estimating all costs associated with BRAC decisions.
Conger acknowledges DOD's cost estimates went awry in the 2005 round, but even though the process would be controlled by an independent panel, not the department itself, he says it's clear that the next round of BRAC would be far different from the last.
To be clear, BRAC 2015 will not look like BRAC 2005. BRAC 2005 was conducted, one, while force structure was growing, two, while budgets were growing, and three, and under leadership, which directed the use of the authority to accomplish transformative change, not just elimination of excess. Today, force structure is shrinking, the budget is shrinking, and we are firmly focused on reducing our future costs. That description characterizes the first four rounds of BRAC as well, and I can assert with confidence that a 2015 round will have far more in common with them than it would with a 2005 round.
Altogether, DOD estimates that previous rounds of BRAC have brought ongoing cost savings of $12 billion per year. The 2005 round alone, despite its shortcomings, is saving about $4 billion a year.
If you're talking about $12 billion out of a big budget, that's one thing, but if you're talking about $12 billion that happens every single year, that's like getting a new aircraft carrier every year, or six submarines. If the alternative to doing a BRAC round was cutting a submarine, there might be some other folks who might have an issue with that. I'm using naval examples because they're big, but it's reflected across all of our things.
Still, lawmakers want DOD to focus on cutting costs in its base infrastructure overseas before it even considers closing stateside bases. The Senate Armed Services Committee made that point forcefully in a report last month, which charged that basing costs in Korea, Germany, and Japan are rising and that monetary contributions from the host nations are subject to little oversight. But the military says it's already been consolidating infrastructure overseas. That's because, unlike in the U.S., it doesn't need permission from Congress. Catherine Hammack is the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Installations, Energy, and Environment.
In Europe, where we are reducing our force structure by 45%, we are systematically closing bases, and we're consolidating. And Navy and Air Force are also looking at their infrastructure. What OSD is doing is taking a look at what's already in process, underway, to see if there's additional opportunities. Now, anytime Army, Navy, or Air Force has property that's excess, the first thing you do is you go to the other federal agencies and essentially say, hey, does anybody need this?
Many of those interagency real estate transfers have already happened overseas, but Hammack says in the continental U.S., it's not so easy. The BRAC law constricts DOD's ability to even move military missions from one place to another, let alone dispose of facilities altogether.
I mean, we're reducing our force structure size. And with the programmatic evaluation, programmatic environmental assessment, we announced that there's 21 locations that might have force structure reductions. And what that is going to do is create excess space. Each brigade combat team takes up a little over 1 million square feet. So we're going to have holes. We're going to have empty buildings, and we're going to have places that we could move other units or other options into. And in order to consolidate our infrastructure, we need the authority. Congress has told us you can't close any of these facilities without our authority.
Previous Defense Authorization Acts have restricted DOD's ability to analyze how much excess infrastructure it might have. The last study was performed in 2004. At that time, the department estimated it had 24% more capacity than it needed. And the 2005 BRAC round only cut bases by 3.4%. The amount of excess infrastructure varies by military service. The Marine Corps, for example, believes it's already just about right-sized. The Air Force is on the other end of the spectrum, according to Kathleen Ferguson, the Acting Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Installations, Environment, and Logistics.
BRAC 2005 did not result in major reductions to the Air Force, and since that time, we've reduced our force structure by more than 500 aircraft and nearly 8% of active-duty military end strength. We continue to spend money maintaining excess infrastructure that would be better spent on recapitalization and sustainment. Divestiture of excess property on a grander scale is a must.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.